Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I have a topic for you today. If you're over the age of 21, you can listen. Under the age of 21, parental advice or counsel suggested. We're going to talk intimately about sex, but from a different perspective, as always. We're going to talk about sex today, not sex in terms of performance or sex in terms of having a healthy sex life, meaning a functional sex organ for the rest of your life. We're going to talk about sex as it relates to health. Now, currently, modern medicine, urology, your urologists, we really don't have sex doctors, do we? We kind of have psychiatrists. If you've got a problem with your penis or your vagina, you talk to your OBG or your urologist. I think that's how really understated we are in modern medicine in terms of understanding what sexual function is about. At best, we understand it as, I almost cringe when I say this, as tension release. Some of you along the way have been counseled by your urologist. Men particularly are told sex is a great way to relieve stress and just keep going for as long as it lasts. And if it does, well, then you're lucky and that's what your genes have decided, so on and so forth. And of course, then we have Viagra, the solution to people who don't have that type of longevity that they used to have and that want, so on and so forth. But really, if you go back to the roots of holistic medicine, sex or sexual health, sexual strength, longevity was about health. And that opens up a whole different worldview. Now, the irony is, I don't know if I should use the word irony, but the reality today is that it's really the female and understanding the woman in ways that I think are going to surprise a lot of you that's really bringing holistic health as it relates to sexual function to the forefront. And that all revolves around the word clitoris. Yes, I know, bizarre, but nonetheless true. In fact, we have a woman. I tried to get her YouTube up today. It didn't work. Something happened with tech. We may get it up a little bit later. There's a woman named Sophia Wallace. And Sophia Wallace, if you go to the website, and if you're new to the show, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc. That's Straight Talk, two T's. And go to picture number four. There's a woman by the name of Sophia Wallace. And I wanted to have her YouTube up today. There's a great YouTube clip on her. When you get a chance, go to YouTube and Google that name. You're looking at the name Sophia Wallace. And she's coined a phrase, or at least popularized a phrase, called clitoracy. C-L-I-T-E-R-A-C-Y, clitoracy. And her theme is that this all-important, and it is, all-revealing aspect of a woman's anatomy as it relates to the whole concept of sexual health has been grossly overlooked, just missed, by and large, by the medical community over the last, 2,000 years? Certainly the last 200 years. And yes, all the way up to today. So this is a woman, I think a very brave young lady, a name you need to know, Sophia Wallace. Perhaps before the end of the show, we'll have that YouTube clip up. In any event, Sophia Wallace, and there we go, my outstanding tech team. There it is. If you just refresh your screen, make sure you do. There's a YouTube clip. up right now called Cliteracy, The 100 Natural Laws, a conversation with Sophia Wallace. And what I want you to do is just take a couple of minutes here. Join me if you can. If not, just bear with me. I'll try to mouth it along the way. But a conversation with Sophia Wallace about what she means by cliteracy. And what I did was, in the pictures, picture one, picture three, picture four, picture five, picture six, picture seven, is it they're kind of like buttons or little pamphlets that she makes. Each one is a different law, pointing to what she calls cliteracy. And when we get into this, you're going to see really the purpose and absolute importance of what this woman has provided us with and its relationship to the show today. So let's open this YouTube on cliteracy. It's going to stay with you a short minute. And you want to move to, if you bear with me, move to 1 minute and 7 seconds into the show. So just keep clicking it. You guys know how to work the YouTube, of course. Just click it till you get 1 minute 7, and they're just doing a brief interview with her. And what she's saying right now is that she's absolutely baffled by the fact that when you're watching women and their sexual organs depicted, they don't even include the clitoris. And if they do, they include the head of the clitoris. That the clitoris is an infinitely larger organ that's almost as large as the penis. And that traditionally, from Freud on, this has been overlooked. And that it was overlooked was so curious to her because it was essentially the whole essence of how a woman defines her experience sexually. Now, this contrasted, and you can turn it off now. Just get into that later. Just wanted to get you to at least view that. Take a look at her, normal, healthy, intelligent, literate, educated female. Point being that from Freud had this thing about penetration. And again, I bring up Freud because Freud and psychology and psychiatry was really, in Western medicine, our introduction into, okay, how are we going to break this thing down about sex? Sexual repression, sexual frigidity, sexual promiscuity, how, in fact, it relates to disease, in fact. Sexual repression is a source of disease. Remember, Freud's protege, Reich, and I've mentioned him many times on these shows, Reich had much to say about sexual repression. Mesmer had much to say about sexual repression as it relates to health. Now, this goes all the way down to, let's go to picture number, where is it here? Picture number, I guess we didn't get that one either. The book, Physician and Sexuality in Victorian America, J. Holler and Holler. That's the Physician and Sexuality in Victorian America, J. Holler and Holler. In the late 1800s, a woman would present to a medical doctor, issues being headaches, issues being some problem with the head as it relates to fainting, heat to the head, headaches, migraines, heart palpitations. Now, they didn't point out that she wore a corset in Victorian America. They went straight to sexual repression, meaning impure thoughts. This is the turn of the century. This is in a book, The Physician and Sexuality in Victorian America. And actually perform clitorectomies. Women in leading universities, medical hospitals, connected with the intelligentsia of the day, at the end of the 1800s, 1890s, so on and so forth, having the clitoris is cut out. We've gone from that gamut all the way from clitorectomies at the end of the 1800s to Sophia Wallace today. And that arc is the arc to follow. The anatomy of today, and I put some pictures up. Go to picture number 11. This is what Miss Wallace has an issue with. Picture number 11. This is what you see and experience as a representation of the female anatomy. Always we get the uterus, because that's where babies are born. Always we get the ovaries. Always we get the vagina. Why the vagina? Well, that's where orgasms come from, the vagina. A woman is penetrated by a penis, and she's rubbed, and magically we have this vagina. And this is what Miss Wallace is pointing out isn't true. That the vast majority of orgasms or sexual experiences by females are because of stimulation of the clitoris. And not a lot of them are through penetration. Now, what does this have to do with health? It has everything to do with health. And our misunderstanding of this as orgasm, as a woman's sexual apparatus, all the way down to not even understanding the anatomy of the clitoris, has had grave consequences for us, something that Ms. Wallace et al. Are going to make a shift in the American consciousness. So there it is, picture number 11. Typical of your representation, where's the clitoris? And even if they put the clitoris in, this is how it's presented. Go to picture number 15. Now that is what most men, if they even have an understanding of the clitoris, that is what most women, if they even have an understanding of the clitoris, are going to understand as the clitoris. There it is. Picture number 15. Just go to it, blow it up. And look at the female anatomy. There's a clitoris. Below it's the urethral opening. You urinate out of that space. The labia minora, that's the small labia, the lips. The labia majora, those are the large lips. The lips that protect the small lips that protect the vaginal canal. Very close to the anus. That vagina is close to the anus. That's where women get cut. You can get the sense of, during birth, what the ramifications are of those episiotomies that we do routinely. I mean, giving birth to a healthy child without getting cut, without going cesarean, without tearing, without having an episiotomy, is even in itself, at best, enormously exhausting to the female. And after she births 2, 3, 4 children, I mean, we really have to take a look at that. But when you go in there and then you cut that, or it tears all the way to the anus, it guts the woman energetically. We say that the channels of energy that run from that space there between the vagina and the anus, a perfect representation, up the front of the body, down the back, so on and so forth, we say that those channels become extremely exhausted or blocked. And this has lots of physiological ramifications. So this is a really important picture here to understand. Now, the key, what's relevant to our discussion today. Look at the representation of that little clitoris there. Now I want you to take a look at what the clitoris really and truly looks like. This is going to blow your mind. And I know a bunch of you have never seen this before. Go to picture number 16. That is a clitoris. Picture number 16. Look at that. The clitoral body, the glands of the clitoris, the corpus cavernosum, the crus of the clitoris, the bulbs, the clitoral bulbs. These things get engorged with blood. And that little head there is only the tip of the iceberg. You really got to take that in. I am sure, I am certain, many of the females in the listening audience today did not know this. I am certain of this. We're going to start the first of my 3 seminars tomorrow on sexual health and what sex is as it relates to health, the anatomy and physiology of the orgasm, the anatomy and physiology of ejaculation, male and female, understanding the prostate, understanding the clitoris. Different ways can't get in.